Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are sharing with you on a series of how to bring forth fruit in your life. We began in the last broadcast in John chapter 15, where the Bible says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Jesus is the vine. The Father is the husbandman. That's the keeper of the vine. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. You know, there's two different types of branches. There's the fruit-bearing and the non-fruit-bearing. All the non-fruit-bearing branches are to be removed. That's all the dead things in our life. That's all the things that are of sin and of the flesh and what the devil's worked in our life. God wants to get that all out. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it that it may bring forth more fruit. God is at work to get rid of everything not of the Lord so you can bring forth more fruit in your life. Now you're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. As you abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself that except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. We've got to be abiding in the Lord, and this is through the Word of God abiding in you. The Bible says that Jesus is the vine, we're the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. A key for you bringing forth fruit is abiding in the Lord. The word abide is the Greek word meno, which means to dwell, to continue, and to abide or live in him. Now, how do you do that? It's through the Word of God, because Jesus is the Word. And the Word written in your heart, written in your mind, and if you're a hearer and a doer of it, it produces the fruit. See, the seed has the ability to bring forth fruit of itself. And the Word of God is incorruptible seed that is planted in you, and it will bring forth fruit of itself as you are a hearer and a doer of it. Praise God. We've got to abide in Him and keep the Word abiding. As we do that, we're going to ask and make our legal demand in prayer of what we will, and it shall be done unto us. And remember that our Father is glorified when we bear much fruit, and that shows that we are His real disciples. Also, remember that as we bring forth fruit, your fruit should remain. Don't be one of those Christians that had fruit, but now you don't have any fruit anymore. We've looked in the Proverbs, and we've seen that the Bible says, my fruit is better than gold in Proverbs 8:19. God wants you to bring forth fruit in your life. In 15:6, in the house of the righteous is much treasure, much fruit. That's what God has for you. In Psalms 105, verse 24, he increased his people greatly. With great fruit came forth in their life. And what did it do as they were increased with the fruit of God's word in them? It made them stronger than their enemies. You will be stronger than your enemies as you rise up and bring forth fruit. For instance, the more that you are filled up with the love of God, then you're going to be stronger than any kind of hatred or anger or bitterness or resentments or unforgiveness against people. The more that you're strong in faith in the Word of God, then you're going to be stronger than in fear or doubt or unbelief. It is important that as you bring forth fruit through the Word, that makes you stronger than your enemies. God wants you to be bringing forth fruit in your life. He wants it in your household. And as we learn to walk in the ways of the Word, He's going to bring it forth in our life. In fact, over in Ezekiel, he talks about the fact that we are like trees of the field, trees of righteousness. And the Bible says in Ezekiel 34:27 that we're supposed to yield our fruit. We're going to yield our fruit as the Lord is at work in our life, and as He's going to break the bands of bondage, and He's going to deliver us out of every enemy in our life, and He's going to multiply the fruit of the tree, praise God. Ezekiel 36:30 says, I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, and that we shall receive no more reproach. That's because God is at work in your life. We are supposed to walk in the ways of righteousness. And as we, the righteousness of God, are renewed to the truth, we seek first the kingdom and His righteousness, and we walk uprightly before Him, we are going to flourish in our life. The Bible says the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Praise God. And then over in Psalms 92:13, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. And we're going to bring forth fruit in our old age. We're going to be fat and flourishing, praise God. Now in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3, the Bible says that we are to be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. You see, we've been made the righteousness of God when we're born again. And as trees of righteousness, God has planted us as such, and He is at work to bring forth fruit through the Word of God abiding in us. In Psalms 1, the Bible says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord." Is your delight in the Word of God? The Bible says, in His law does He meditate day and night. He's continually thinking on it. He's continually thinking, what does the Word say? And walking in line with the Word. The Word's to be in your thoughts and directing the steps that you take in your life. And it says, if you are delighting in the law of the Lord and meditating in it, it says, He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth His fruit in His season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever He doeth shall prosper. Praise God, God's going to bring forth fruit. It'll come forth in its season. You won't wither, and whatever you do shall prosper. You'll have a good journey in life because God, it wants you to be blessed. Coming in, going out, being the head, not the tail above, not beneath. He wants you to be fruitful in your life. And this is through the Word of God in you. In fact, the Word is a seed. In the parable of sower, in Matthew 13, Mark 4, and Luke 8, it talks about the fruit coming forth through the Word abiding in you. And that's in the good ground. It says, "He that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the Word and understandeth it, which bringeth forth fruit, what, 100-fold, 60, and some 30. Then in Mark 4, it says, other principles where it says, those that are sown on the good ground are those that hear the Word. They receive it. They bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. And over in Luke 8:15. Those on the good ground are they which in an honest and a good heart. It's right for us to have an honest and good heart. Don't let yourself have an evil heart. Don't let any doubt in your heart. Don't let any bitterness in your heart. Don't let any fear get in your heart. Don't let any negative attitudes be in your heart. It said they, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience or steadfastness. So we see a lot of principles that are important for you to bring forth in your life right here. We need to be hearing the Word of God. We need to have the spiritual understanding of it, which is revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. He'll open the eyes of your understanding and give you understanding of the truth. Praise God. And as you hear the Word, you receive it. You've got to receive it. And you've got to choose to be a doer of it. And you've got to have a right heart attitude, an honest and a good heart. Then as you keep it, you do what it says with steadfastness, you're going to bring forth fruit in your life. Praise God. Now remember, the Word has the ability within itself to bring forth fruit. The Bible talks about how this, though, it comes little by little. The Bible says that the earth brings forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. It is progressive to see fruit coming forth in your life. It's a little by little process, just like growth. As you grow little by little, you're going to see fruit come forth in your life. Over in Leviticus chapter 26, we begin to see some important points that are necessary in order to see you bring forth fruit in your life. He says in verse 3 of Leviticus 26, "If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, the land shall yield or increase, the trees of the field," that's us, the trees of righteousness, "shall yield their fruit." Praise God. Fruit is going to come forth. And then it goes on and says how you're going to dwell in the land safely. He's going to give you peace in the land. You're not going to be afraid. You're going to rid all the evil beasts out of your land. And you're going to chase your enemies. They're going to fall before you by the sword. And he says, as you do that, your enemies falling before you by the sword. Then God says, "I'll have respect unto you and make you fruitful and multiply you and establish my covenant with you." I'll tell you, it's the will of God for you to be fruitful in your life. In fact, that phrase there in Leviticus 26:9, where he says, I'll have respect unto you and make you fruitful and multiply you. See, God has respect unto us if we take the word and do what he says. You've got to walk in his statutes, keep his commandments, and do them consistently. And you're also going to pursue your enemies. He said, you shall chase your enemies. You're going to destroy them by the sword, and that's the sword of the Spirit, the word of God coming out of your mouth. As you obey God's word and do what he tells you to do, then he'll have respect unto you, and he will make you fruitful. You can't make yourself fruitful. He makes you fruitful. He multiplies you. He establishes his covenant with you. Praise God. He's going to bring forth great things. He goes on and says how he's going to set his tabernacle among you. And he talks about how he's going to walk among us, and he'll be our God, and we shall be his people. Praise God. About down in verse 13, he says, I'm the Lord your God. I brought you forth out of the land of Egypt. That's a type of the world. He's brought us out of the world, that you should not be their bondmen. We're not to be in bondage to the world. He says, I've broken the bands of your yoke, and I've made you go upright. Why? Because we're walking in the ways of the Word of God, and we're seeing fruit come forth in our life. Another scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 13. It shall come to pass that if you shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and wine and thine oil. And I'll send grass in the fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived. Don't turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. Then it says the Lord's wrath would be kindled against you. And here it would shut up the heavens. There'd be no rain. There'd be no more fruitfulness in your life. It says if you lay up these words in your heart and in your soul and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be frontlets upon your eyes, then what's going to happen? Fruit is going to come forth in your life. You see, God wants you to hearken diligently unto him. Fruit will not come forth in your life if you don't walk in his ways. In fact, fruit is simply the natural result of your walk of doing what the Word of God says continually. If you will walk continually, you'll have fruit. If you'll walk in his Word and do what he says, fruit will come forth. If you don't have fruit in your life because you're not doing the Word, you're not hearkening diligently unto him. Make the decision to obey him and walk in his ways and bring forth fruit. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.